The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
No two stories are exactly the same, but in Richmond, as Ariana Gray, Hayden Meyer, and Susanna Woods talk about their path to mental health care, they relate to each other's journey. By sharing their experiences, they help with the production of the Say It Out Loud video and discussion program.
I love you, girl. I love all you guys so much. That, for me, that's what NAMI has done, too. It's provided a forum where you can use your, basically, the worst times of your life to a positive effect to help people so that maybe their rock bottom isn't as low as yours was.
That's Susanna, who says even as a child, she constantly felt physically ill. Eventually, she confided in her mother.
I know I would have been living in a constant state, probably, of fear, which is not something that I even like to think about now. But we were in and out of different therapist's office, psychiatrists, getting tested. I was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder probably a year or so after that.
Now 18, it took Susanna 3 years to find the right therapist, then another year and a half to find the proper medication.
And so it's a very alienating thing because it's almost like there's something inside of you that's alien. You're trying to talk to the people who should have the answers, your adults in your life, that you expect to really be able to fix everything. And for a long time, I struggled with separating having a mental illness with being a deficient person.
Her friend Ariana says she too realized at an early age that she couldn't control her emotions and ended up injuring herself through cutting, a deliberate form of self-harm.
Finally, I kind of realized, you know, I don't want my life to be like this. I don't want to have, you know, scars all over my body. I don't want to cut myself every day. I don't want to develop, like, cirrhosis for the liver because I drink so much to drown out my voices. You know, I don't want to black out again.
Ariana eventually went into residential treatment. By her side, Hayden Meyer agrees that the frustration swells the longer it takes to get a diagnosis.
I got diagnosed with, first it was depression, and then it was anxiety, and then finally figured out that it's more something called complex post-traumatic stress disorder, which is, it's more so than, people get confused when they hear PTSD. They think that only veterans have PTSD, and it's not true at all.
I think until we really change the prevailing cultural views, there are going to be so many people who hit rock bottom before they get help or never get help and just stay at rock bottom and die there.
National Association of Mental Illness experts say understanding those truths while fighting the stigma associated with mental illness will eventually lead to earlier diagnosis and better treatment. The Say It Out Loud campaign features a short film showing common warning signs, a discussion guide for groups, and a narrated presentation for facilitators with information on how to connect with NAMI and any community. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting.